Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy. I'm your host for this evening. And as always, we've got a great show for you guys tonight. We'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit. We'll be bringing through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here at the show. We are at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. You can visit them up on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Now, if you guys have a business, and if you're interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or you can call us at the office at 631-425-7707. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Joe Peretta, and he will be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates we have to get to. Our 2015 Earth Day raffle is just a few days away, and the drawing will be next Wednesday on April 22nd. So don't miss out on this. You'll have a chance to win up to 5 one-hour mediumship readings. All you have to do is enter in this. The certified mediums who will be participating in this raffle are Lynn LeClaire, Renee Buck, Amy Utzman, Renata Santarelli, and we have Tracy Bray. We also have a very healing event coming up this summer, our 2015 Afterlife Exploration Retreat, Reaching Beyond the Physical World. This is scheduled for July 24th through the 26th at the wonderful guest house in Chester, Connecticut. This is going to be a great weekend. We'll have presentations, mediumship communication. We do hope that you'll be able to join us for that event. Now, for more information about all upcoming events, please go to our website. We are at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. So let's get to our show for tonight. Pardon me. Tonight is our Mediums and Messages show. If you've listened into the show before, you know that all of our mediums have been tested and certified through Forever Family Foundation. Tonight, we'll be opening up the phone lines in just a few minutes. Once again, you can reach us here at the show. We're at 1-888-627-6008, and we do look forward to taking your calls. Now, before we get to our guest for this evening, I'd also like to mention that if you receive our emails and the newsletters about our radio shows, you might have noticed that we had a different guest schedule for tonight's show. Bobby Allison was scheduled to be with us tonight. However, she is recuperating from a health issue. So we just want to take this opportunity to wish her a very, very speedy recovery. And I ask all of our listeners to join us in keeping her in our thoughts and prayers. And we do look forward to having her back on the show again at a later date. Also, many thanks to my colleague, Joanne Gerber, for hosting Mediums and Messages last month while I was away. Now, just so you guys know, Joanne will be back on the show later this year. She will be coming on as the guest medium, so she and I will get to spend the hour together again. I'm really looking forward to that. So on that note, let me introduce our guest for tonight. Our guest medium is Joseph Peretta. And in addition to his work with the Forever Family Foundation, Joe is also a Reiki practitioner. He is proficient in reading the tarot. In addition to these other areas of his practice, though, he does specialize in mediumship by helping others connect with their loved ones in spirit. Joe is one of the newest members to be certified with the Forever Family Foundation, and we are so very happy to have him here tonight. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Doreen. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm very good. Thank you.
Awesome. I'm so excited you're here with us tonight. And, you know, before we start talking a little bit, I just want to thank you so much for filling in, especially on such short notice to fill in for Bobby. So thank you so much for that.
Oh, it's no problem at all. It's my pleasure. I'm looking forward to the show.
Awesome. And also, I have to say this, Joe, because a little birdie told me that today I'm supposed to wish you a very happy birthday. Today is Joe's birthday for those
Thank
of you,
you.
Listening in. So this is a great way to spend your birthday.
It is, yeah, my first radio show. I'm very, very pleased.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we're really happy to have you here. So, you know, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about doing groups, because this is something all of us do. And I think our listeners might enjoy actually hearing a little bit about what it's like kind of from the medium's perspective when we're doing group readings, you know, in a group session environment. And I know for you, in addition to scheduling private appointments, you also do quite a bit of reading for groups. Is that right?
I do, actually. I do. I have a few, you know, monthly events I do at, if anyone's in the area, at Moonflower Yoga on Long Island. It's in Belmore. It's becoming a monthly thing, which is very exciting.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I have my office space in Wantagh at the Center for the Alignment of the Body, Mind, and Spirit. I'm also kind of, you know, wasn't intended to be a monthly group reading, but, it ends up being people hear the word and, you know, they like to come. So group readings are, you know, they're a good thing. And I like it. The word spreads. You get to meet a lot of different people and you get to just spread the messages.
It is a very good thing to do. Most of us do that. But, you know, the reason I asked you about this is because I think it might be hard for some people to realize kind of what it's like for us when so many different spirits are actually, like, vying for our attention, you know?
Right,
If you could explain a little bit about how it works for you, because I know for me also, it's kind of I'm drawn in all these different directions. So I don't know if you've experienced something similar.
I do. It's funny, actually. When I first started doing group readings, my guides were actually really nice to me. they would have people, on the other side come in, and I would go kind of in a clockwise, orderly way. And, once I started to get used to the group readings, because the energy, as you know, it's always very intense. I mean, if you get more than, three people in a room and you open up to read, it's like, if you have three people, there's like 50 people in the room is what it feels like.
Exactly.
They were pretty good to me at first, but now I find that I'm really just pulled in. Whoever needs to talk is like, it's like the battling it out on the other side. It's very funny, actually. I laugh sometimes. People look at me like I'm crazy because I'm sitting there laughing and they can't hear what I hear. But, you got people on one side of the room and the other side of the room. It's interesting. But
it's
you learn to...
Go ahead. What were you going
to
say?
You learn to either listen to who's talking to you or...
Yeah.
I don't find that I'm really pulled in a different direction. It's like I actually hear them coming from the other direction. It's like someone calling your name or, I'll feel an image come from one side of the room and then from another side of the room,
Right. And so just so that our listeners understand it, I mean, try to imagine if you can watching somebody at a press conference and the person's up at the microphone speaking and everybody out in the audience is trying to ask a question or trying to get that person's attention. So it's kind of like that, where they are literally vying for our attention. And listen, when we don't pay attention to them, they get louder.
Oh, they do. They do not leave you alone. They really don't.
They don't. So we kind of have to go wherever we're led. And so it's kind of important for our callers also, the people calling into the show, to understand that you may have a dozen people on the other side. And, if you get through on the show and we take your call, whoever's the loudest is going to be the one, really, that gets our attention. So we're looking forward to taking your calls. Be sure to call us here. Joe and I are ready for you. I just also want to mention really quickly, just so our listeners know, coming up later this year, Joe is also going to be working an event for the Forever Family Foundation with our very own Kim Russo. And that's going to be on October 24th. They will both be at Long Island University in Brookville, New York. So watch for more information about that coming up in our newsletters. And also, it will be posted up on the website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Just click on the link for events, and you will see any upcoming events that we have on the calendar for 2015. Okay. So you ready to take some phone calls, Joe?
Yeah, let's do it.
Cool. Okay. So we're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Joe. We'll be opening up the phone lines to callers, so give us a call here if you have a question or if you'd like to receive a connection with Spirit. Stay with us. We're going to be right back.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world. But for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential. And research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Joe Peretta. So we're going to go to the phone lines now. I know we've got a bunch of people holding on. Before we take our first caller, though, I just want to mention Our phone lines do tend to light up pretty quickly. We try to get to as many calls as we possibly can. For those of you who are calling in, if we take your call on the air and you would like to have a connection to Spirit, you can just give us our first name. We do like to hear your voice, though, you know, so just let us know if you'd like to have a little bit of a mini reading, or, of course, if you have a question for us instead, we'd be happy to take your question. Okay, Joe, you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's go to our first caller. I think we have Debbie on the line from San Francisco. Are you with us, Debbie?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, Debbie, did you have a question for us, or would you like to have a little mini reading?
I would love to have a mini reading. Thank you.
All righty, I'm going to turn you over to Joe.
Okay. Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Hi, Joe. I'm good. And yourself?
I'm good. Thank you. Happy birthday. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. So you know what? Just give me a second. I'm just going to tune in to see who you got hanging around you, and then we'll start, okay?
Thank you. Great.
Okay, I have female energy stepping forward first. I would like them to validate before they give me the messages. But this woman tells me that she passed from either cancer or like some incurable disease, like a diabetes, a lupus, something like that, she tells me. But then she also, she brought another woman forward with her. I don't know if this is like mother and daughter or, because the second woman feels a little bit, you know, of an older energy, she feels like. And she tells me she had issues either with, I don't know if it was the leg, the feet, like she couldn't walk, she tells me, or had issues getting around, issues walking. Are you placing who these two women are?
Yes. And my grandmother.
Mother and grandmother. Okay, so mom had, like, the cancer was mom?
Yes.
Okay, because I am connecting with mom a little bit stronger. Your mother just showed me, whenever they show me a million hearts, they're always trying to send out a special message of love. They're sending this to you. But she also says the son. Do you have a brother?
Yes, I have a brother. Mm-hmm.
She keeps acknowledging her son. And she just showed me, I don't know if this is your brother, connected to your brother, but she just showed me the initial J. The initial J, she says, to acknowledge as well. Do you know who that is?
Yes, my son. My son.
Oh, she's sending love to your son. That's who it is. Because she said to me the son, and she shows me Jay. Is your son, she just showed me my symbol for like a major life event or like a major accomplishment. Is your son either, I don't know if it's would be a graduating or like just some major accomplishment she's acknowledging about him that's either upcoming or like it just passed. Do you know what she's acknowledging?
No, I do not.
I'm going to ask her for a little bit more, but she says that there's some, I don't know if it's some kind of accomplishment either for his future, you know, she's really not being specific about it, but she says it's something, I don't know if it's furthering himself in school or in a career thing, that there's just some accomplishment she's acknowledging with him. Hold on a second. You said, is there another J in your family? She showed me a J again, a J, 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 she says, but it's not your son.
I have a son that's named Jay.
Mm-hmm. Is there another Jay? She showed it to me again.
I can't think of another Jay.
It's okay if you can't place it right now. Just give me a second. I want to see what else she has to say. Who in your family, I don't know if this is, sometimes when they're speaking about someone and then they mention something else, it could be about that person, you know, on the heels of that person. She keeps acknowledging somebody alive who either has the issue with the, either the head, the brain. I'm not sure if it would be like if it's a mental thing or it could be behavioral. But she keeps pointing to the person alive with the issue with the head or the brain. Do you understand who that is?
Could it be somebody that had brain surgery a long time ago?
It very well could be. They're still alive, though, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I think she's acknowledging that person as well. She didn't make me feel like it was a problem. She's just acknowledging the issue or the thing, you know, with the head, the brain, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Hold on a second. I just want to see if she didn't think that was the thing. And then she told me to your mom. It's so funny. I don't know if you haven't been to a medium in a while or just mom hasn't come through, but your mom is like, it's like she has so much she needs to say to you and so much ground she needs to cover. Has mom been gone for some time?
Yes.
Okay, because it's just like she wants to talk about a lot of people. She also told me to acknowledge the male energy in your family. I don't know if this is a brother, it could be a brother-in-law, but it's on like the same level as you. And she acknowledges like the moving around him. I don't know if it's someone who is trying to sell a house or is you know thinking of moving, but she's acknowledging it.
Okay.
And she's telling me that it's either someone who's moving close to you or lives close to you now. She shows me like your area where you live. I don't know if it's in California or if it's actually, you know, within driving distance, you know, of your home, but that's what she's showing me.
Okay.
Give me a second. Just want to see what else she has. And she keeps showing me the J again. That's got to be somebody. Just, I don't know if you have a pen or, you know, a pad or whatever. Just write that down. Okay, hold on a second. Was there anyone else you were looking to connect with before we, you know, roll up to the end of the reading?
We've got people holding on.
Anybody else I would like to connect with? I'd like to connect with my friend Helen.
Okay, hold on a second. I just want to see. This may be her. There's no guarantees here. You know, you can't pull them in. But I just asked if she's there, if there's anything she wants to validate, you know, her presence with. And she just showed me walking. Is someone doing, like, a walk for this woman? Was she always walking places? Who is, like, either they did the walk or the run for, or it's something like that that she's acknowledging?
Yes, that was Helen.
Perfect. Okay, so she is stepping forward just to let you know that she's okay on the other side and that she's watching over you. All right?
Thank you so much.
Oh, Debbie, thank you so much for
all.
Calling in. Thank you so much. I wish these readings could be longer because we never get to everything that we want to get to on the call. But thanks for calling in, Debbie. I hope this helped a little bit.
It did. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
No problem. Take care, Debbie.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, let's get to our next caller. Our lines are lit up like a Christmas tree. I think we have next Kathleen calling in from New York. Are you with us, Kathleen? Hello? Kathleen, are you with us?
I'm here. Hi, can
there
you hear me?
You are. Oh. Yes, I can hear you now. Thanks for calling into the show. Welcome. Did you want to have a little mini reading, or did you have a question for us?
Yes, I'd like a mini reading, please.
Okay. I'm going to turn you over to Joe.
Okay, perfect. How are you tonight, Kathleen?
Good. Hi, Joe. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, I have to say, it didn't even take me a minute to get started with you. I don't know if you're aware that you have a lot of people on the other side, but you got on the line and I already felt the crowd. I have to say, though, I am getting, like, a mother energy stepping forward to me. That's like mother, grandmother, that type of energy. And she connected me. Whenever they draw a line from themselves to you, they're either acknowledging if you have the same name, or if you look just like them, if you're very much like this woman, she's drawing a direct connection. It's more than just blood. It's either got to be like a personality, a spinning image kind of thing. Are you connecting this with anybody?
Yes.
Okay. Whoever this woman is, also she just that's your mom?
I think so.
Okay. Your mom just told me a couple of things actually. First, she told me to acknowledge. I don't know if you've acknowledged this about yourself before, but you're very open. Do you ever sense them? Do you ever see them? Mom tells me that you have this ability.
I don't see them, but I sense them.
You must sense them a lot. I have to say you have to acknowledge that because that is them. You're not crazy when you feel that. But Mom also just told me to acknowledge. She showed me someone in uniform, which is like the cop or the firefighter. She wants to acknowledge. Do you know who that is?
Is that person living or deceased?
Hold on a second. Your mom has a male energy there, but I'm not 100% certain that the uniform is connected to the male with her. Is your dad passed?
Yes.
I want to say mom is with dad. But dad wasn't in the uniform, though, was he?
Yes, he was.
Oh, okay, so this is dad. I wasn't too sure because she had the man step forward. And then the other thing that they showed me, the two of them, they appear together, which always for me means that they want you to know that they're not alone on the other side, and that they're okay.
Okay.
But who in the family has either the issue with either alcohol or like a substance abuse thing? Whenever they make me smell alcohol, they're always talking about some kind of substance thing. Dad is connecting with this. I don't know if Dad ever drank or if there's anyone on Dad's side of the family who had those issues, but I am connecting with Dad and his side.
Okay. Okay, and is this person still alive? The alcohol?
He just said to me that it is somebody living. I don't think it's anything past. It's a living, someone alive. He just showed me male energy. And, you know, he showed me that the uniform thing again. I don't know if you have any other, like, cops, firefighters, anyone in the family, or, you know, if it's connected on dad's side with all of that stuff, but they're giving me that. That's what they're showing me.
Yeah.
Is there anyone connected to you? I'm sorry?
My dad was a police officer.
Okay. Your father just keeps showing me A.N., which for me is it could be like an Ann, an Anthony, an A.N. name he keeps acknowledging. You know who that is?
A.N. name.
Mm-hmm.
No.
It's okay if you can't place it right now. You just keep showing me A.N., A.N.
Okay.
Give me a second. I want to see what else dad has to say. Your father, whenever they show me, did you take care of either one of your parents when, like, toward the end when they were sick or, you know, whatever was going on with them?
Yes.
Was it both of them, or was it just mom?
Well, mom primarily, yes.
Mom primarily, because mom identified it with a little bit more, but dad is acknowledging it as well. They're bringing that up to thank you for that, to thank you for everything that you've done for them. Your mom just showed me, she showed me three children, but she says one is on the other side. Do you know who had three children, but either lost one through miscarriage, termination, or lost a child? She keeps showing me three, but there's one on the other side.
I have three children, but I lost one baby.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you have three children alive now, or three in total?
Yes. No, I have three children, and I had a miscarriage. Uh-huh.
Okay. I think mom's just acknowledging that then.
So that makes sense.
Right. That does make sense, yes. The only other thing that mom just told me to acknowledge is they're like a Dave or a Dan. Mom keeps giving me those, like a short D name, like a Dave, Dan, like that, she says.
Dave or Dan? No.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. You know what she just said to me? She said it. Yes, write it down. Mom also just showed me work. I don't know if this is someone you're connected to at work. Did anyone at work just lose, like, a mother or a grandmother? She just brought a lady forward that's not related to you, and she says it's connected to, like, this, like, the Dave, the Dan, and she just, like, showed me working.
Oh.
It's okay if you can't place it right now. As long as you're writing it down.
Yeah, I'm writing it down.
Definitely write it down. And did either of your parents, did they either grow up in Queens, like Brooklyn? They keep showing me my symbols for, like, the city. Or do you have any connections to Queens, Brooklyn?
Yes, Brooklyn and Queens, both.
Oh, okay. They both did. Okay, very good. Your parents are doing a very good job of letting you know that they're around you all the time. They just said to me that, I know you said you feel them, but they said right now, I don't know what's going on in your life right now, they said, but currently you need to know that you have the support on the other side because you might not be getting it in the physical world. Does that make sense?
I guess so.
Okay. They said you have to know that. You have them as well.
Can you ask them what type of signs they're sending? Like any symbols that they're sending?
One of them, I believe this is dad, just showed me like coins. I don't know if you ever find like pennies or dimes or anything like that around, but that's one of the symbols. They also showed me like birds or feathers. They showed me as well. Is for both of them, I think. I don't know if you see the birds together or like feathers.
Yes, too much.
And they both just showed me, like, numbers and time as well. I don't know if you happen to see a specific number sequence or time, but they're both coming through, like, together all the time. You have to know that about those two. Okay?
Yes. Okay.
Okay, we're going to leave it there with you, Kathleen. I hope this helped you a little bit tonight.
Oh, very much. That was a fantastic reading. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling into the show. All righty. Wow, our phone lines are ringing off the hook here. Okay. Let's go to our next caller. We have Mary on the phone from Georgia. Mary, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for calling
in. Thank you, and thank you for taking my call.
Awesome. Did you want a mini reading, or did you have a question for us?
I would love to have a mini reading, please, and happy birthday, Joe.
Joe, you're getting great birthday wishes tonight.
I know. This is great. And it's very special for Mary because my grandmother's name is Mary. She's my favorite. So we already have a little bond, Mary.
That's great.
Give me a second. I'm going to tune into your energy, and we'll see who shows up, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Mary, who is the, you have two people stepping forward. It's funny, I don't know if you were listening before I mentioned that they, like, kind of have to duke it out on the other side to see who comes forward first. I have male and female, okay. But the female energy is stepping forward. It's a very strong energy, this lady. And she keeps showing me oranges, which is my symbol for Florida. Do you have any connection to Florida or anyone who lived in Florida?
My mother-in-law lived in Florida.
Mother, and she's your mother-in-law's passed?
Yes, she has.
Okay, I have your mother-in-law stepping forward. She's a very strong energy, this woman. I don't know if she was like this in life, but on the other side, it's like she's got a lot to say.
Okay, the other thing is my mother ate a lot of oranges, and she's passed, so I don't know which one.
I'm going to say it's your mother-in-law, but I'll ask for more. Usually when they give me oranges, it's Florida that they're talking about.
Okay.
She just made me smell and showed me like a cloud of smoke. Did either of these women smoke?
No, but my dad did, and my mother-in-law's husband did. I never knew him. He had passed before.
Can I tell you, I think I have your in-laws, because I had the man and the woman stepping forward, and I just smelled and saw the smoke, so I think I have your in-laws stepping forward.
My dad did, too, though.
Dad did, too. We'll see. We'll ask him more.
Okay.
Who is John? It's either Joe or John. I believe it's John, though, they keep talking about.
John?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know a John. We don't have a John. And they keep bringing a Joe, but not a John.
It's Joe is the name?
Yes, there's a Joe.
Is that connected to the in-laws?
Yes. Well, and again, it's both sides because my brother...
Both sides.
Yeah, my dad's brother was Joe, and my my husband's brother is Joe, who had passed, both of them are passed.
Did anybody have an issue with... I'm just asking for more, you know, validation and clarification from them. Did anybody pass from, they keep pointing to the head. For me, that could be like a stroke thing, dementia, it's something of the head. But I also have to ask you, who was the man who passed very suddenly or unexpectedly? They just showed me a very quick or unexpected passing. Male energy, they're giving me. And again, I feel like this might be connected to in-laws, because it's not, he didn't tell me that he's blood related to you. He keeps saying like
blood related
in-laws. No.
It could be my husband's brother passed quickly.
He was did he have an illness, though, that he passed quickly from?
Yes, he did.
Because it's not an accident. He said to me he was, like, sick, got diagnosed,
yes,
and then passed, like, after, like, the most, like, 6 to 8 months, months later.
Yeah, probably is him, and his name was Joe.
Okay. Oh, okay, so that's got to be him, then.
Okay.
He's the Joe.
Okay.
Perfect. So you have an in-law party tonight.
Okay.
Just give me a second. I want to see what they have to say. Who had the, they're full of helpful information about health, these people. I don't know if they were very health conscious on the whole or if your mother-in-law was, but they keep talking to you about health stuff. Does anyone alive they're talking about, alive, have any issues with the knee or, like, it's supposed to be getting, like, some kind of, like, knee replacement or something with the knee they keep saying?
My husband has problems with his knee. That would be her son. My husband has problems with his knee.
Okay, that's got to be... So he has issues with the knee.
Okay.
She shows me some kind of, like, procedure or... it's nothing super major. It could be... I wouldn't call it a replacement, but it's not super, super serious. Does he have anything scheduled for, like, the summer with the knee? She keeps bringing me to the summer and the knee.
No, not at all. No, he just complains about his knee all the time.
Oh, okay. I keep being shown the number 8, which is the month of August for me. I would just look out for that time with your husband and his knee. It may get to the point where he might need to have some kind of procedure or treatment or something for the pain. Hold on a second. I keep hearing your name again. Is there another, like, Mary, Marie, Maria in the family?
My grandmother's name was Mary also.
Your grandmother's name was Mary. I think I have your grandmother stepping forward as well because she says, like, acknowledge me, and she says, Mary, Mary. Hold on a second. This woman, your grandmother, she showed me something that isn't a usual symbol for me. She showed me, like, board games, or I don't know if it's, like, solitaire. Like, do you know if this woman was always, like, playing... Like a, I don't know if it's a card game or like a board game, or is that you? Are you always doing that? Who's always got like the keeping their mind occupied, I want to say?
There used to be my parents and everyone, they used to play pinochle games all the time.
Okay. Oh, that's
what
it is. Okay.
Listen, I hate to cut this short, but we've got to go to a quick break, so we've got to end it there. But Mary, I want to thank you so much for calling into the show, and I hope this helped a little bit.
Yes, it did. Thank you very much.
Awesome. You're very, very welcome. Joe,
all
you're
right,
on
bye,
fire
Mary.
Tonight.
Take care.
Wow.
Bye. Thank
I
you,
know.
Joe.
I know.
You are on fire, my dear. Okay, so listen, guys, we're going to take a very quick break. In the meantime, you might want to check out Joe's website. He is at joeperretta.com. It's Joe, P-E-R-R-E-T-A.com. Don't go anywhere. We're going to get back to our phone lines in just a couple of minutes, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida, fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a Windbridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Joe Perretta, and before we get back to him and to our phone lines, Did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help us. When you shop on the Internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com. And instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website, and if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And what if you don't shop on Amazon? There's another way you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the Internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like Apple Store, Expedia, Lord & Taylor, Nike, QVC, Travelocity, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, we're getting back to our show now. We've got time for maybe a couple of more callers. We've got Joe Peretta here with us tonight. Let's go back to our phone lines. I think we have Mark on hold calling in from California. Are you with us, Mark?
Yes, I am. Thanks.
Hi, welcome
Happy birthday
to the show.
Thank you. I'd like to have a mini reading.
A mini reading. Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Joe.
How are you doing tonight, Mark?
Okay, fine. Thank you. Happy
good,
birthday.
Good, good. Okay. Oh, thank you so much. Just give me a second to tune in, and then we'll start, okay?
Sure. Sure.
Who is the, you have female energy stepping forward. Who is the lady? She tells me she, I don't want to say past younger, but it was before her time, she says to me, and she shows me the chest, which for me is the heart, the lungs. It could have been like a breast cancer thing, but she's tightening my chest, which makes me believe it's more of a heart or like a lung thing. Are you aware of who this is?
No.
I'm going to ask for more. Hold on a second. She just gave me she gave me the initial M. She didn't give me the whole name. She just gave me the initial M. But then she showed me your family. But then she gave me a separation. I don't know if this part of your family you don't talk to, or if this woman was estranged from your family, or just lived far away. But she's like bringing me away from the family. Do you have any idea who this would be?
Not an M. There is somebody who...
She may be connected to the M. That's okay. Sometimes they just show up just to let, you know, whoever's listening or whoever you can pass the message along to, that they're okay. But is she connected to the M initial, this lady? It might not be her, but it could be connected. It's okay if you can't place it right now. But she keeps giving me the M. Okay, hold on a second. I just want to see who else... She just brought two women forward with her, and she says it's like she gave me two mother energies. Do you know if this woman is her like mother and grandmother passed, or is it? She keeps giving me the two mother energies connected to her.
No, I don't understand who could be. I don't know any woman that died from lung cancer.
Okay, I can't place it right now.
Distant person, friend of my sister-in-law's.
Mm-hmm. Passed from that?
Yeah, just about the whole family did, but that was a while ago. Her name was Beth.
Oh. Okay. It could be connected to her. I don't know if there'd be any way for you to validate that, but it very well could be. Sometimes if you know you're the only way that they can get the message through that they're okay, they will bring that up. So hold on a second, let me just see if there's anyone jumping out at me for you. Connected to you. This is definitely family related, but again, I'm going back here. So this is either someone who passed a long time ago, or you know, you weren't very close to. But the gentleman stepping forward just showed me that he passed either whenever they show me a lightning bolt, that means to me it was a sudden or unexpected passing. But this man tells me that he showed me illnesses, but I don't know if his passing was connected to the illness. I think that there was some kind of accident or something surrounding this man that wasn't, you know, the illness is not what actually led to his passing. It was something else, he says to me. Do you know who this is? He also just gave me, give me a second, it's E.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was like an Ed or something like that is the name he gives me. Do you understand who that is?
Well, I had an uncle, Ed, but he died as an old man. He wasn't in the accident.
Do you know if his passing was accidental, if he was sick, but something went wrong that wasn't supposed to? Because I believe that this is the uncle, because he keeps giving me the blood relation. Do you know how he passed, this man?
He had a stroke. Just suddenly died.
I get the sense that from him, he must have had some other illness going on that was not connected to the stroke. Because he made me feel like the sudden passing and whatever he had going on in life were two very different things. Hold on a second. Is this mom's side of the family, this man? I keep feeling like I want to talk about mom's side of the family.
Yeah,
okay.
It is.
And as I'm saying this, he just brought female energy forward. Does your mom pass?
Yes.
Okay, I think he's bringing mom forward because he said mom's side of the family, and then he brought this very sweet energy forward. I don't know if you had, you know, mom was just a sweet lady or just a very warm energy, but he just brought such a nice lady forward with him, and it's like a mother, he says to me. Give me a second. Whenever they show me, like, a fraying rope, they're always acknowledging, like, loose ends or things that were left unsaid. Did you either not get a chance to see mom before she passed, or was there something left unsaid between you and mom?
Well, no, not really. She died in St. Louis, and I spoke to her on the phone.
Okay, that might be all she's just acknowledging, that you aren't physically there. They'll bring stuff up like that if you have any guilt about it, or if there's, you know, if you wish, you know, I might have been there, if she wondered if I was coming or not. Don't ever feel like that about mom. She wants you to know that everything is okay with that, and that, you know, she knows how you felt about her. But again, she has very sweet energy. And also, before I let you go, was mom either like a very good, she just showed me like pies and cookies and cakes and things like that. Did mom bake?
Oh, yeah.
Who was the baker? Yeah. Oh, that was mom. Was she like known for it, like in the neighborhood, your mother? Because she just showed me like feeding people that like are not connected to her at all. Like, I don't know if it was the neighbors or, you know, it's that kind of thing that she shows me. Do you understand that about mom?
No, I'm sorry, I don't. She did cook a lot and we had a big family, but...
It could have been that, but I have to say, she keeps showing me other, you know. Yeah, she just keeps showing me that. And I don't know, mom also showed me a lot of children around her. I don't know if you're one of many or if mom always had young children around her, but she showed me that as well. But again, she's putting me wherever she lived before she passed. So this might have been something that she just did every day that was not really talked about, but mom is acknowledging it. But whenever they step forward, they always want me to remind you that they're at peace on the other side. And that they really are watching and loving you and everyone else here in the physical world, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All righty. Mark, thank you so much for calling in. Great to speak with you.
Thanks.
Okay, well, this hour goes so quickly. I think we have time for maybe one more call. So let's go to our next caller. I think we have Bob on the phone. Bob, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, thanks for calling into the show. Did you want a mini reading with Joe?
Yes, please.
Okay.
How are you tonight, Bob?
Good, thank you. Yourself?
I'm good, thanks. Okay.
Good.
I have to start right away. You also came through with a lot of people. Who is... So again, I see them levels. I keep getting a woman stepping forward on the level of like either a sister, it could be sister-in-law, or like a wife. It's like in your generation that I'm supposed to acknowledge. Do you know who this is?
Not that I can think of.
I'm going to ask for more. But she's giving me like your generation. Again, sister-in-law. It could be like a cousin that passed. Just give me a sec. She just brought me to the month of April, which for me usually means like a birthday or a passing anniversary. Is there like a birthday or some kind of anniversary in April? But she's acknowledging it about herself.
I'm sorry, say that again?
She's acknowledging it about herself. So I don't know if it was her birthday, Or if it was a passing anniversary, it could have been a wedding anniversary for her, but she's bringing me to April, she says.
My first marriage, my anniversary was today.
Oh, it was today. Okay, it was today. Yes. I'm supposed to acknowledge the anniversary then in April. Okay. This may be someone connected to your first marriage then. And your first wife is still living or is she passed?
No, she's still living.
Okay, this has got to be someone connected to her then because she keeps identifying me with, like, that type of thing. Do you not really speak to that family, though? Because she gave me, whenever they show me separation or distance, it's always if people live far away or if you're not very connected to them.
Not very connected.
Okay. Just give me a second. What? Do they not live near you, though? I keep being brought far away with these people. They keep bringing me far away. Do you know if their family has relocated at all?
I don't believe so. But
there must be someone that is either, could be traveling, but I sense it as more of like a moving, like they have actually moved. Just give me a second. I want to see. I keep hearing your name again. They either want to talk about you or they're acknowledging another Bob. Hold on a second. I just heard people speaking another language and they brought me to like another country. I keep getting into the mother energy connected to you though. I don't know if it was like mother or grandmother, were they from somewhere else? Your family? Like, are you like an early generation? They keep making me hear a different language and bringing me like out of the United States. They keep showing me.
No. I believe we're all American.
Would that be connected to this woman's family, your first wife?
Because
I keep feeling the mother energy and... I'm sorry?
No, her family was born in the United States, too.
There is some connection there. I don't know if it's something you're unaware of, but they are telling me that. Just give me a second. Before I let you go, because we're running out of time, was there anyone specifically you wanted to contact?
Yes, my son.
Okay, hold on a second. I just want to see. Again, we can't pull them through, but I always ask if they're there for them to validate something with me. The second you said that, I don't know if this is your son's name or somebody connected, but he keeps giving me J.A., which for me will be like a Jack, a James, or, you know, any J.A. name he keeps giving me. Do you understand who that would be connected to your son? If that's your son that I'm connecting with. Mm-hmm.
No, it's I like can't a, figure anything with J.A.
Do you know who that is?
J.A.?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know a J.A. connected with him.
He keeps making me feel like, I don't know if it was a friend or something like that, but your son, did he have any connection? Now, again, this might not be him, but did he have any connection to, like, either fishing or boating or, like, the water? He keeps bringing me to, like, the beach, water, boats, things like that he keeps showing me. Is there any connection there?
I don't believe so.
I may have somebody else then. I may just keep in mind who the J.A. could be or who it could be connected to because it is male energy on the other side. But it may not be your son. Again, I can't always pull them in. It's just if they're there, they kind of show up. I just want to see if there's anything else I can give you before I let you go.
Yeah, just really quick because we're just about out of time.
It's just that J.A. they keep showing me. Just keep that in your mind because that is something that they keep showing that to me. They keep showing it to me. Okay?
So it could be someone like a Jay or a James or a Jason that's connected to your son somewhere.
Right.
So unfortunately, we have to leave it there with you, Bob. Thank you so much, though, for calling into the show. We really appreciate
it. Thank you.
I can't believe how quickly this hour goes. I really want to thank Joe Peretta for being here with us tonight. You did a great job, Joe. And if our listeners would like any more information about your work, is the best thing for them to do to go to your website?
You know what? My website, I'm adding some stuff in. I'm going to be adding events, some links to places where if you would like to attend an event, you could, you know, directly connect with them through my website. The website would be the best. I'm on Facebook as well. I have a Facebook page.
Okay, wonderful. So again, for our listeners, it's joeperetta.com. So please go visit him on the web. And I do want to thank all of our listeners for being with us tonight. We hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. And, of course, we always invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Once you're there, you can become a member. You can check out all of the wonderful events that we host. We've got raffles. We've got retreats. We've got all kinds of things up there. Please join us as well next week on April 23rd at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light with your host, Angelina Diana. Her guest will be Dr. Louis LeGrand, so be sure to tune in for that as well. I'm Dori Malloy. I wish all of you a wonderful evening and many blessings. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.